Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 20th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 151 years ago, today in 1873, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis were granted a patent for using copper rivets to strengthen certain areas of trousers, notably pocket corners. The patent was credited with giving rise to blue jeans. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect overlapping southwest swells to continue into this week, with the next pulse peaking on Tuesday. Many spots with decent exposure are looking at waist to shoulder and occasional head-high surf Monday through Wednesday, while good spots produce overhead sets. Standout spots in parts of San Diego should hit a couple feet overhead by Tuesday. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair at 4 to 7 feet until noon. So get out there early. After that, it's looking pretty choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming tide, when the northwest swell is 3 feet at 17 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 miles per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 3.5 feet at 8:30 a.m. with a 2-foot low tide just after 1:30. The near shore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 58 degrees with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:45. It looks like we're in for a cloudy morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 62 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 58. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 63 degrees. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy, then gradually become sunny with a high near 63. Thursday and Friday will start cloudy, then turn partly sunny, with highs in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, 4 UC San Diego Theater and Dance alumni have been nominated for the 2024 Tony Awards. Director Michael Grief received a nomination for his work on Hell's Kitchen, which tied for the most nominations. Other nominees include Anne Kaufman for Mary Jane, Quincy Tyler Bernstein for Doubt, A Parable, and Scenic Designer, Robert Brill for Hell's Kitchen. The Tony Awards will be broadcast on June 16th from the Lincoln Center in New York City. Viewers can watch live on CBS or stream on Paramount Plus. Now on to sports. NFL owners are considering rule changes regarding team ownership to allow private equity firms and institutional investors to hold minority stakes. This shift aims to increase investment opportunities and financial stability within the league. The potential changes come as the National Football League seeks to modernize its ownership structure, making it easier for teams to secure funding without relying solely on individual wealthy owners. Discussions are ongoing, and any changes would need approval from the league's ownership group. Last night in local sports. The Padres on the road beat the Braves 3-0. And today. They're back at it with a doubleheader. It's a beautiful day for a game. Let's play too. In top news, high-intensity interval training, known as HIIT, and strength training, both offer unique health benefits. HIIT boosts cardiovascular health and burns calories rapidly. Strength training builds muscle, enhances metabolism, and strengthens bones. Additionally, both exercise types improve mental health and help manage chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease. Combining HIIT and strength training can optimize overall fitness by providing cardiovascular and muscular benefits, leading to a well-rounded exercise regimen. In business news, this week, markets are closely watching NVIDIA's earnings report, expected to reflect strong demand for AI chips. NVIDIA's performance is pivotal as its stock has surged significantly due to the AI boom. Investors are also keen on the company's guidance for the coming quarters, as it could impact the broader tech sector. Additionally, economic data releases and Federal Reserve minutes will influence market sentiment, with inflation and interest rate trends being key focus areas. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is back up above 66,000. Ethereum is 3,000. And Solana is $168. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple and OpenAI are reportedly preparing a significant announcement for Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. The collaboration is expected to focus on integrating advanced AI capabilities into Apple's ecosystem, potentially enhancing products like Siri and other applications with OpenAI's technology. This move could mark a substantial advancement in AI-driven features for Apple devices, offering more powerful and intuitive user experiences. Details of the announcement are anticipated during the conference keynote. And in entertainment news, Jimmy Kimmel will moderate a conversation with President Joe Biden and former President Barack Obama next month. This event aims to address pressing political and social issues, providing insights from both leaders. The discussion is part of a broader effort to engage the public in meaningful dialogue. The exact date and location of the event have not been disclosed yet. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the creator of your favorite jeans, Levi Strauss. He said, "In the old days, people used to risk their lives in India or in the Americas in order to bring back products which now seem to us to have been of comically little worth." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.